Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Nico.
Nico says, hello, Ben and Nathan. I'm asking you two questions regarding letters of recommendation. The first question, how should I go about asking for letters? I'm unsure if you guys had any specific way or best ways of asking so that the letters have the very best output from the individuals writing them. Second question, how many letters are ideal for applications? I have three professors who know me well, but wondered if law schools wanted to see at least one letter outside of school. Thanks for all that you guys do. I have improved by over 30 points. Wow. And am greedy for more.
Eric, did you write this question?
No, it says Nico.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, you know, my gut reaction to Nico's first question was, how should I go about asking for letters? Just ask. But then he poses this other angle, which I hadn't thought about. It says, so that the letters have the very best output from the individuals writing them. And I did think, you know, people are busy. They're living their life. Some of these professors or whoever you're asking for a letter of recommendation from is going to know how to say this or to craft this letter in such a way that it itself stands out and makes you seem like a good applicant. And you have other people who I'm sure actually end up sadly doing the opposite, actually hurting you. They don't intend to hurt you, but they end up hurting you. Thankfully, letters of recommendation don't matter for much. That said, I wonder if there's some way you can prompt them to craft a letter in such a way that they emphasize how you were in the top of their class or near in the top 10% of all the students they've ever worked with or employees that they've ever worked with or whatever. Is there some way to, you know, prompt that or move it in the direction?
I like the asking and then the like it's a preliminary ask. It's just like a, hey, I'm not asking you now. I just, you know, like maybe you catch up with them, especially if you had an actual relationship with them, call them, catch up, like be genuinely interested in what's going on in their life.
Yeah.
And then say, hey, I am actually here on a bit of business. I'm not asking you right now, but I'm asking, I'm applying to law school soon. And I'm wondering if you would be willing to write me a letter of recommendation. And if there's anything I can do to help you to write that letter, if you're game.
Yep. Yeah, and I like that.
If you've done it right, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, absolutely. And then you can just go ahead and go on to the next step, which is send them the request through LSAC. And maybe, Ben, you got me thinking about like maybe a couple bullet points, like give them some rough idea or some factoids would be great, right? Like, so you don't have to look it up. I took this class, these dates, and this class this semester, and these are the grades that I got. Or I'm sure you don't remember, but you said that this presentation that I did was the best presentation that you saw in the, you know, since you've done that exercise in your classes or whatever, right? You just like try to give them some of that fodder that they might use.
Well, I love that because one, you're prompting them in a certain direction, right? You're also making their job easier.
Yeah.
And the easier their job is, the more likely they're going to be able to spend their effort making that letter better rather than just trying to get it out the door. Right.
Yeah.
So can I
do not.
Yeah.
Send them your personal statement unless they specifically ask for it.
Yeah.
Because that's making their job harder.
Yeah.
You know, or they might like just regurgitate what's in your personal statement, which is not going to be good.
Yeah.
So
it's going to look weird. Yeah.
Right. So if they ask for it, then absolutely send it to them. But, you know, you got to understand that it's a burden for someone to read your personal statement. Like nobody wants to read that except for people who are really genuinely interested in you. It kind of brings me to that second question.
Okay.
How many letters? Well, one thing that a lot of students don't or applicants don't realize is that you can get multiple letters, accumulate them in your LSAC account, and you don't have to send those letters to the schools.
Yeah.
So if you have multiple professors that you have a good relationship with, you know, you're not trying to waste anybody's time. Most schools want one or two letters. Sometimes you might need a third letter for certain circumstances, like you're trying to get yourself off a wait list or whatever, which why would you? You're just going to end up paying full tuition. But
yeah,
you could ask all three of those professors in this exact same way. And the enthusiasm and the promptness with which they respond to your request might give you a little bit of information about which ones are strong and which ones are weak.
Yes.
I mean, truth is, probably one of them isn't even going to do it.
Yeah, they're going to get busy. They're going to not do it for whatever reason, or they actually never wanted to do it. They gave you a fake yes.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And the reality is, even if they all do it, I bet a bunch of them are going to let you read the letter. So you could read them. And
you can
like,
tell
oh.
what's actually good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And then choose which one you want to submit.
Yep.
Or they might ask you for feedback on it before they upload it. And if they do, then you might be able to say, oh, you know, here was this one other thing, or you might want to de-emphasize that because reasons. I don't know what the reason would be.
Yeah.
But yeah, you might think of something, oh, like this would really help my elevator pitch or like my brand, my personal brand that I'm going for if they mentioned this one thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, ask multiple professors and then, you know, or coworkers or bosses, see what comes in. And then decide later which letters to send out. That is a good way of, you know, improving the overall quality of your letters.
Yeah. Cool. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.